Soku isika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Namukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlaka 7 kuMbimbitho 2025 ngoCape Stube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube, umphathintambo ohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezemali, uthi eli Zimbabwe lizimisele ukusayina izivumelwano lamanye amazwe ezokulungisa ukusilela komlilo kagetsi.
Azibukho elihle elasungulwa nguhulumende ukubana kube le-proportional representative yabomama, ngoba omama labo sokukhangeleka ukuthi bayananzwa.
Ele Zimbabwe namhla linanze ilanga lokulondoloza amalungelo abesifazana emhlabeni wonke jikelele, ele-International Women's Day. Sizalethulela ezomculo kuhlelo Woza Friday. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umnumzana Chris Mike, igweta elimele intathele zindaba uBlessed Mhlanga ovalelwe esitokisini seRemand Prison, uthi namhla uphanyeke edalele High Court isicelo sokuba uMhlanga akhululwe ngemali yesibambiso ibail ukwenzela ukuba athoniziswe ehlala emzini wakhe eHarare. Umike uthi sebemelele ukuzwa ukuba udaba lolu luzathoniziswa nini eHigh Court. Umhlanga osebenzela iphephandaba leNewsday lomavona kuhlide owe-HSTV walelwa ngeviki ephelileyo ukubhadala imali yesibambiso. Wetheswa amacala amabili okwethula imbiko ephehla uDlakela kungxoxo ayizenza lelunga leZANU-PF Central Committee uMnumzana Blessed Geza, okhokhela abanye abalwa impi yenkululeko abathi bafuna umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esuke embusweni ngoba wehluleka ukubusa. Ugeza uphikisa njalo ukuba uMnangagwa ahlale embusweni kungafika umnyaka ka-2028 ogqitshwa khona umbuso wakhe. Kula bafuna ukuba aqhubeke esembusweni kuze kuyefika u-2030. Kolunye udaba, amapolisa afika ukuba amasela alemibhobho izolo adubule abulala uDetective Cassandra Hove, ipolisa lakobulawayo ebelisebenza kugatsha oluphenya amacala okubulala olwe-CID Homicide ePhumula South ngesikhathi uHove labanye bakhe bezama ukubopha izigebengu lezi. UHove ubikwa ebelilunga lequle lamapholisa esifazana elaziwa ngokuthi yi-Team Lozi Gay. Amapholisa athi lokhu edinga izigebengu lezi. Ele Zimbabwe namhla linanze ilanga lokulondoloza amalungelo abesifazana emhlabeni jikelele, ele International Women's Day eMunyarari Primary School eZimunya eMtare, lapho umphathintambo kahulumende ohola ugatsha lwesifazana unkosikazi Monica Mtswanga akhuthaze abesifazana ukuthi bezithuthukise. Amaphephandaba kahulumende athi unkosikazi Mtswanga uthi kufanele abesifazana bangene emisebenzini efana lokwemba lapho okulabesilisa khona abaningi, njalo beqakathekise imfundo yabo liyamantombazana. Ilanga leli elabekwa ngumanyano we-United Nations linanzwa ngokusemthethweni kusasa ngomgqibelo, njalo indikimba ithi for all women and girls, rights, equality, empowerment, okuyinjongo yokuphumula yokukhuphula amalungelo abesifazane lamantombazana, ukulungisa amathuba, ukulinganisa amathuba lokuthuthukisa impilo zabo. Ukuze sihlaziye lolu daba, sixoxele unkosikazi Agnes Musaka ofundiswe izolo ukuthi abe ngukansila edolobheni lakobulawayo kuhlandla lokunanza amathuba okuthuthukisa abesifazana ele proportional representation.
Yena kwami kwenzakale ngokuthiwa ngomunye wethu uKhansela Mpofu owashiyayo. So mina ngasengena ekhundleni sakhe lapho akade ekikho ku-PR Council. Proportional representative yiyo i-PR Council. I-PR Council proportional representative wabe sithi ukuthi iKhansela yami eyabe imela omama.
Ungathi linyathelo elihle yini elokuthuthukisa abesifazane?
Ya, lilungiso elihle elasungulwa nguhulumeni. Ukubana kube le-proportional representative yabomama ngoba omama labo sokukhangeleka ukuthi bayananzwa ezintweni emsebenzi eminye ekahulumende ufana labo kusebenze ku-community kumbe basebenze kuhulumende. So kude ngisola ukuthi omama nabantu ababesele emuva kakhulu ekusebenzeni imisebenzi enjengaleyo ngoba kudala imisebenzi leyi yayikhangelwa abantu abangobaba kuphela. Kodwa kathesi nxa sikhuluma ngewomen day iyabe ikhuluma ukuqakatheka kwabomama kulanga lenalelo. So siyakujabulela sibili ukuthi inyathelo elihle sibili elalethwa nguhulumeni.
Njengomuntu oku-P R lapho usebenza njani? Ukusebenza kwakho kwehluke njani labanye?
PR Council ula wadi lapho ayabe ekhona kodwa akudingakali ukuthi ukhangele iwadi yakho leyo oyabe ukiyo. Kuyathinxa kulokunye okumele kwenziwe edolobheni lakobulawayo u-PR Council ulelungelo lokuhamba kwamanye amawadi ukuthi asebenzele abantu kumbe asebenzele amanye amakhansela ayabe ekwamanye amawadi ngoba amakhansela bengakhona ukumutha ukuthi ahambe aye sebenza labo kumbe bayencedisana eminye imisebenzi. Ngavinjwa ukuthi ehambe endaweni ezinjengalezo. Uyahamba nxa ubhuthele vele uyahamba uyesebenza labo ngoba umsebenzi uyi-one.
Lo ngunkosazana Agnes Musaka ofundiswe izolo ukuba ngukansela kobulawayo kuhlandla le-proportional representation. Umnumzana Mthuli Ncube umphathintambo ohlangothi lukahulumende weZimbabwe olubona ngezemali uthi eleZimbabwe lizimisele ukusayina izivumelwano labanye amazwe ezokulungisa ukusilela kumlilo kagetsi. Uncube osemhlanganweni wePowering Africa eWashington DC kunapha eMelika uthi lokhu kuza kwenza eleZimbabwe lithole umlilo kagetsi ngemfanelo. Kukhulunywa ngodaba lolu emhlanganweni lo olo okulezinye injalo iziphathamandla zakahulumende weZimbabwe labanye ohulumende njalo labakhokheli bamankampani aphehla umlilo kagetsi. Ake sizwe uNcube exoxa ngodaba lolu lo mtabo kaNcube weStudio 7.
Silapha njengeZimbabwe sidinga ama-investors ukuthi ainveste ku-sector ku-power sector. Abanye ngabafuna ukuinvesta ku-solar power, abanye ngabafuna ukuinvesta kuma-power station, abanye ngabafuna ukuinvesta ku-hydropower, ngokunjalo ngokunjalo. Sikhangelele bonke, njalo siyabadinga, siyabafuna bonke.
Likhangelele ukuthi lingaphumelela ukuthola abasungula ke amabhizimusi kuhlangothi lwezokuphehlwa kwamagetsi kungaphathisa njani ilizwe leZimbabwe? Likhuluma lapha sikhangela kakhulu ezomnotho njengomphathi ntambo wezenotho.
Ipower iyangezelela umkhonomi wethu, inotho yethu, njalo futhi iyancedisa kwezinye indawo. Uyabona khona abantu industry nxa ingela power into azihambi kuhle. Emigodi lapha kumayining nxa ungela power into azihambi kuhle. So ipower yona ngokwayo incedisa kakhulu umkhonomi wonke, layo futhi ingumkhonomi izimele iyodwa.
Lo ngumnumzana Mthuli Ncube umphathi ntambo ohlangothi lukahulumende weZimbabwe olubona ngezimali obexoxa lotabo kaNcube weStudio 7 eseWashington DC khonapha kwele Melika. Ukuna kwezulu eliningi lonyaka sokunike abanye abalimi itemba lokuthi bazathola isivuno esithe xaxa kwezinye izigaba zelizwe, loba nje kulabathi abalimanga lutho ngoba bathandabuza ukuthi izulu liza kuna kuhle kulandela isomiso esikhulu nyakenye esasidalwe isikhudumezi somkhathi ese-El Nino. kulabanye njalo abakhala ngemikhuhlane yezifuyo lemihogoyi edla umumbu lezinye izilimo zabo. Umsakazi weStudio 7 weza Jesus Banda wethekelele esigabeni sentabazinduna esiqintini semguza eMathoreni North wasethulela lolo daba.
Kuluhlaza tshoko, izifuyo kukhanya sezinonile njalo izakhamizi eziningi zilimile lanxa ezinye zingalimanga ngemfanelo ngoba izilimo zihlaselwa yimikhuhlane, kodwa kukhona uncane eziza kuvuna. Waye ngumbalisi wathatha umhlala phansi ekhala ngeholo elincane. Umnumzana Solomon Ncube uthi wabona ukuthi engenza imali engcono engumlimi wasesiya kufundela.
Ndine khathi sifake i-red onion la.
Hana ngifundise ndiritayile ngo-2016 angumbalisi. Abufundise ezikole eziningi about 10 schools ngagcina sisemadlelenyana.
Lanxa ekhangelele ukutshayina la lo nyaka uNcube uthi abantu abalamali yokuthenga isivuno sakhe.
Ngalo zingajana kwabo kuncane. So in some cases now ethwale umsebenzi. Last week bengikhibile evikeleli. Ngo-Tuesday last week. Amapheli angu-3 awevikeleli. Sathini sedorobheni. Namhlanje besihleli nganifuna ukutshaya ngokunye oyifangas. Izimali zokuthenga ama-pesticides zime engilabo sibili okuzwayo.
Umnumzana Gawu Ngulube laye belime okuzwayo lo nyaka, kodwa impehlane sisidla izilimo zakhe ikakhulu umumbu.
Sizamile kodwa-ke okuyibudli anti yakothi ukwenza ibudli lo kukhona ube. Kodwa-ke hhayi sesingani saphiwe ukuthi sizakuspreyaulokhsasifakeia.
Iningi lezakhamizi lilime izilimo ezijiyeneyo. Umnumzana Mandla Masuku ulime i-sunflower.
Kungcono akusoze kufane kulapho kunyakotheze asange savuna ngisho.
Ngaphandle kokulima kulabanye abenza inhlelo ezijiyeneyo zokuziphilisa entabazinduna. Untando yenkosi Dube ngosakhulayo oleminyaka engama-25 yena ngumfuyo omkhulu wenkukhu ethengisa edolobheni uchaza abanzi ukuthi uzifuya njani.
Okay, into eyenzakalayo wayefika amatsiyane lapha first day kumele efike ethole umlilo laphana ukhona kubasiye umlilo okukhudumayo. Umlilo sikuba sithiningi liya then sikuba sasingaphandle ngale then lapha sebe sifakile ukusa kula maplastiki ngoba semncane kungena first day sasiwa amaplastiki ufela phezu kwamaplastiki. Then we take off the plastic. Then day 3, we keep on plastic. We have to get it. Then day 2, we have to take off the plastic. Then day 3, we keep it plastic. We have to start our feet up. Then we do the other one for 2 weeks.
Abafuyileyo labo bakhala ngomkhuhlane womkhono lenyongo ohlasela inkomo esiqintini semguza. Mnumzana Nhlanhla Ngulube sehle waquma inkomo yakhe ehlaselwa umkhuhlane angawaziyo simthole ehliza.
Ibizo lawo sibili sisawuzama ukuresearcha angabiwazi kahle kahle, kodwa vele umkhuhlane lo uthiwa inkomo yankhono ngayibona iphuma igazi ngamakhala. Lelo kusenzakala ngathi ngaphakathi ngabheka bevele ezokuphendula. Iyapheka ezangaphakathi umkhuhlane wangkhona uqala ngaphakathi. Ngayibona ikhipha igazi ngamakhala, hhayi vele sekumele uthele ingqamu. Hhayi isiphelelwe ngamandla, iyabe isiqhuqa, ayisakhona ukuhamba.
Ukuna kuhle kwezulu lonyaka iningi labantu lezifuyo indlala bazayizwela komakhelwane. Ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda weStudio 7 nezendaba zinduna esiqintini semguza eMathoreni North Province.
Sikasikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Donald Trump uthi uzafakela eRussia izithezo zenoto ngoba lihlasela ngamandla kwele Ukraine. ELeNigeria lithi selibopha abadabuka kwele China abanengi abadala amacala okweba imali. Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington DC.
Umhlangano owaqhutshwa phakathi kukamongameli weMelika, umnumzana Donald Trump, iziphathamandla zikahulumende wakhe kanye lomongameli waseUkraine, umnumzana Volodymyr Zelensky, Waphela kulokufuthelana okukhulu mhla ka 28 kuNhlolanja. UMongameli Zelensky wasuka eWhite House buthumuthumu kungasasayinwanga isivumelwano esibalulekileyo samatye aligugu phakathi kweMelika leUkraine. Isivumelwano lesi sibonakala silinyathelo elimqoka emizameni yokuqeda impi eseUkraine. Ngemva komhlangano lo, uMongameli Trump waloba enkundleni yeTruth Social esithi, "Nginqume ukuthi uMongameli Zelensky akakalungeli ukuthula ma iMelika ithinteka, ngoba uza sengathi ukubandakanyeka kwethu kumupha igunya elikhulu ekuxoxisaneni. Angifuni inzuzo, ngifuna ukuthula. Angaphenduka lapho nxa eselungele ukuthula," kulobe uTrump. Ekhuluma kuhlelo lomsakazo kamabona kude o-ABC oluthiwa This Week, unobhala obona ngobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe, uMnumzana Marco Rubio, wagcizelela ukuthi kuyinhloso kamongameli Trump ukuqeda limpi ngokuleta ele Russia etafuleni okuxoxisana. "Sizama ukuqeda impi. Awungeke uqede impi nxa amacele alwisanayo engahlalanga wonke etafuleni. Kuqalisa ngeRussia." Lo ngumqondo osubekwe sobala ngumongameli Trump, kwatsho uMnumzana Rubio. Waqhubeka esithi, "Angikuthembisi ukuthi kungenzeka. Angisho ukuthi amathuba ukuthi kwenzeke akusilinganiso samachumi ayisishiyagalolunye ekhulwini, i-90%. Kodwa engikuchoyo ikuthi awekho amathuba okuthula nxa singabalethanga ndawonye ukuthi bakhumisane umlotha. Ngicabanga ukuthi singaphumelela nxa wonke umuntu ophatheke kulimpi engakunanzelela ngokuphangisa. Ukuthi impi le imbi futhi isidale ukufa lokubhidlika okunengi, lokuthi ilakho njalo ukudlondlobala." URubio wathi njengaso sonke isivumelwano sokuqeda impi, kuzamele kube lezithembiso zokuvikeleka ezizahlonitshwa kuze kube nini lanini. Kodwa lokho kuqala ngenyathelo lakuqala. Lelo nyathelo ngelokukhulumisana lamacele omabili, kwatsho uMnumzana Rubio. "Umuntu wonke uthi kumele kube lesithembiso sokuvikeleka ukuze kube lokuthula. Kumele ube lokuthula kuqala. Babe kuzwisisa lokhu abe-Ukraine. Bakuchasiselwa lokhu kanengi-nengi. Lingezilutho oluzaphazamisa lokhu. Kodwa ngeshwa, lokho yikho kanye okwenziwa nguZelensky." URubio wathi ulethemba lokuba uMongameli Zelensky uza kunanzelela ukuthi eleMelika lizama ukuncedisa ilizwe lakhe ukuze kwenqatshelwe ukufa kwezinye njalo izinkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu. "Sokuyisikhathi sokuletha eleRussia etafuleni yokukhulumisana ukuze sibone ukuba kulendlela yini yokuqeda limpi. Lokuthi ayifi yenze kanjalo," kwatsho uRubio.
Le imibono kaRhulumente weMelika.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo weStudio 7? Sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sesile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel, lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, ama-videos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel. WhatsApp yakho ungene kuyo ngokuvula linki ekhona lapho. VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Sonke isikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu lina balaleli be Studio 7 elisithumela yona nge-WhatsApp.
Samuel, siyabonga Studio 7. Mina lo mbuzo kulezi zikhulumeli zezani, bonke nje abakhulumeli zani, bonke even ngondibali bona abaziza ama-opposition ukuthi lena ndibale licabanga libamba banamehlo ngoba lithi ye amakhiwa yiwo arongo yiwo afuna ukuthi lokulaloko. Kodwa wena ndibali, wena ngowakho uhlale emakhiweni eBritain, lengane zakho sihlale eBritain, uyajika ngapho uzokhohlisa abantu bezimbabwe abasweli imali yokwesibhedlela, abasweli imali yokwesikole, ingane zabo azifundi manje. Usupportana ubhizi lokusupportana le 2030 kamnangako ukuthi umnangako kabuse kuze kuphume idonki impondo. Ubhizi ngokucindezela amaNdebele ukuthi abantu besiNdebeleni bengayikhuluma indaba yokucindezelwa ngabantu besishonile. Njengamanje ukhona ubhudi lapho eMthwazi Republic obotshwe ePlumtree, ebotshela iqiniso ukuthi ngubani umntwana ongafundiswa isiNdebele le kozimba le umNdebele. Mbani ongakuvuma abantu besishoneni bangakuvuma yini lokhu? Thina ma singamaNdebele sikhulumela iqiniso, lina bondibale lina labo belief gawule la uMalaki Nkomo yini abantu eli against intuthu? Lina yini abantu othiwa labekwa ngusathane uqobo lwabo ukuthi lifunile izwe lelo lingaphakami ubuso omnankagu ngenkani, amaNdebele engaphakami, engakhulumi, engabhivulelwa lutho ngenxa yokuthi lina kukhonela ukuphiwa kuzinhlanzi ngoba lani liphuwa. Lonke lingamaNdebele liphuwa, kunalo yedwa ongacenta umgwaqo usuka kobulawa esiya ekhesi. Kakho le mali ivinipakona, ngubani le mali? Ivin singalicheck-a ibhili yemali elilayo linama-akhawunti lisebenzela izandla, ikhulumela izandla, alilalutho.
Sanibonani, sanibonani nokustudio 7, sanibonani. Ngajabula i-audio yama ingazwakali. Kathi la thina singabantu baseZimbabwe ikhona enye into esiyizwayo. Kodwa sisuke sizibuza ukuthi kathi why? Ugeza wayewonela ukuthi umnankagwe kasuke esikhundleni, wayesokuthiwa watshontsha lezi moda lisela, which means bonke abantu be-ZANU PF balamacala. Ungaqala ukuthi ungathi awusafuna uba ku-ZANU PF sokuthiwa ulamacala athile, izimoda lezi uzitshontshe nini?
No, Studio 7, Studio 7. Mina ngicela ozambuzela uJoseph Thuba ukuthi kathi njengoba kuphathi abantu bexotshana baxotshane ngo-2017 sabona upresident okhona kathesi u-Emmerson Mnangagwa exotshwa ku-ZANU PF, but sithe singaqeda u-2017 sazobona futhi yona i-ZANU PF sithi nguyo sengu-president kwepati. Kanti vele kudlalelwani ngeemuntu zabantu kupolitics yethu yeZimbabwe? Now ugeza yena lokhulunywa ngaye kathesi akumangalisi kusasa sibone sivuka isenesikhundla esiye esesabeka kwapelizweni. Kanti iqiniso liyahlupha yini? Cela ubaba uJoseph Chuma akasiphumele egcekeni. And the worst of our Joseph Chuma, Bonani, Abantu, Ababu Zapu, Abakwazi, Shoku, Tubabunkom, Wakulumani, Ubabunkom, Watoki, Zapu, Kini Reza.
Salibonani, basakazi bethu abahle, lonke lisisakazela izindaba ezinhle. Ake ngithi namhla lami yengifakela migama elilodwa. Umbono wami mayelana ne-ZANU PF, i-ZANU PF libandlela esabekayo leli, ngoba into ababayenzayo yonke benza ngobuqile okumangalisayo. Osengezwa cabanga ukuthi wabaxotshwa kungasoqiniso. Namhla bonke labo geza laba ukuthi wabaxotshiwe wonke asiqiniso, yikubhula umlilo ukuthi abantu bahlalisa inhliziyo phansi bedumbe into eyenzakaleyo. Akwenzakalanga yistori. Into esihlukuluza nje ukuthi sizahlala thina abantu besiNdebeleni ngapha sisele muva. Nyangizwe ubaba lo umoya umqondiso emthwakazi uyazama ukuchaya kucaca iqiniso, kodwa-ke manje kuyasithatha isikhathi ukuthi abantu simzwisise ukuthi ukhuluma ngani. Kodwa ngento yasiyamzwisisa ngomunye umuntu-ke ozama ukuthi uchaye iqiniso njengeqiniso.
Studio 7, Studio 7, linjani umndawana zonke? Siyabonga, siyabonga kakhulu izindaba elisipha zona, siyazibonga kakhulukazi. Esesibonga la ama-war veterans ayesihlupha kudala kusabusa umgabe echaya abantu. Namhlanje sekubonile ukuthi iZANU PF isebenzela esikhwameni sayo. iZANU PF yiphathi yamasela. Namhlanje sebekubonile, siyabonga kakhulu. Sengathi bangakubona bonke. Into enhle singamaZimbabweans, asenzeni njengama-Americans or njengabanye nje abantu okuthi singaphongi ukuklinga to power to one party lanxa yitshontsha ogijimisa ukuthi yiphathi yami le. Akekho umuntu weZimbabwe ongakwaziyo ukuthi kungatshintsha iphathi le iZANU PF. Ilizwe leli lizaba ngcono, kuyaba le mali yaleli lizwe. Lalibona ngaphi ilizwe elingalamali yalo lisebenzisa imali yamanye amazwe? akukho lokho kulapha eZimbabwe kuphela. Elizwe leuze livuke kumele livushwe yithi abanikazi balo.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday, sileqembu labobulawayo elisibiza Victory Siyanqoba Arts. Leli qembu licula likhuthaza ukunanzwa kwamalungelo oluntu lokuthula kwele Zimbabwe. Asizweni umsakazi weStudio 7 ezatshisa sibanda ixoxa lomqondisi waleli qembu uTilbert Nkosi Moyo.
Ukuhlalisana kakuhle, just and genuine. Peace!
Victory Siyanqoba Arts liqembu lesikhathi lisebenza lisenza lemikhankaso etshiyeneyo yokukhuthaza ukuhlalisana kuhle. Lona ke libunjweni leli qembu Tilbert.
Yafonywa kumenyuthi yaregistwa ngo-2008 as a trust and organization. Ifoundwa ngo-Desire Moyo oyaziwa kakhulu kwezama-arts ezomoya oxide oyenza imboni. Njalo osewo honorable member of parliament wenkulumane constituency. Sazangana kakhulu thina mas performer njengokuthi singama community messengers because we use theater, umculo and other arts arts expressions nje ukuthi si promote ama human rights, social justice and freedom in Zimbabwe. We believe ukuthi music must have a meaning. Njalo kumele ipromote peace eZimbabwe, kumele iadvocate for human rights, and also we advocate for gender equality through our music. Ngikwathena sisithe sikwenzayo njengama community messengers. We educate while we are entertaining.
Iqembu leVictory Siyanqoba lithandwa ngabantu abaningi. Kubona owenza bangena kwezomculo kuyini?
We used to watch ama dramas that came to ama communities. We also listened to the radio, silalela nje music. It was the situation of the country around 2008. It made us see ukuthi no, people bayayidinga imusic ukuthi it can change and transform the communities.
Imisebenzi eminingi yeVictory Siyanqoba Arts iyatholakala kumakhasi okuzilibazisa ku-internet.
Facebook ipage lethu lithi lona Victory Siyanqoba Organization, Victory Siyanqoba on YouTube. Then maselifuna ukuthi bethintane lathi abafuna ama-flash with our music, they can email us on kwelakithi@yahoo.com. Besithinte ku 0718 001 787.
Banqoba besiya phambili kwezomculo wabe Victory Siyanqoba Trust. Yibo besilabo kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday. Mbela sonto enhlekini lonke iqembu namu Ezra Jesus Band.
Siyabonga kakhulu ezethisa isibanda uhlelo Woza Friday lingakhokhile ebudoko yalandela namhlanje sikhuluma nge-Powering Africa Summit. Hayi ke isikhathi savuma ukuthi siqhubeke sonke libe le mpelaviki enhle kakhulu. Lo ngumthembo osithembayo uGibbs Dube ngikhonapha e-Washington DC ngisithi hayi asihlanganeni-ke ngokuhlelo oluzayo ngomvulo. Siyabonga.